From NPR News, this is News in Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. More than 14,000 Israeli troops have poured into Gaza Jewish settlements, forcefully evacuating Jewish settlers from their homes. The move comes as part of a massive evacuation that fulfills Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's vow to end the 38-year occupation of the Gaza Strip. The troops met with stiff resistance from Jewish settlers and their supporters, who refused to move despite their midnight deadline to leave. One Israeli woman set herself ablaze at a checkpoint outside the Gaza Strip in protest of the mass removal. Eileen Prusher, Jerusalem Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor, joins us from Neve Dikalim, the largest Jewish settlement in Gaza, and a flashpoint for clashes between settlers and the army. Eileen, thanks for joining us. So many people have been over the course of the last 24 hours watching news accounts of what's going on. You're on the ground there. Tell us what's the latest.
Well, what we're seeing now actually is after an incredibly tense evening and morning, things seem to have quieted down just for a couple of hours. The heat is extraordinary right now. And what we've been seeing all morning is essentially soldiers going to families' homes, first sometimes talking to them, telling them that they have to leave, did they need any last-minute help, but essentially telling them it's time to go, and if they will not go of their own accord, they'll be pulled out. And we've seen that happening. We've seen a lot of very upset, emotional people. I've even personally seen a few soldiers and policemen here and there crying themselves. It's a very, very trying day, but pretty minimal levels of violence, and in fact, a lot of the army officers are predicting that it may actually go more quickly than they expected, because we really didn't know if it could be 1 week or several weeks before they would get most of the people, including some of the protesters, out of the Gaza Strip.
Eileen, I know there has been some concern about those protesters, many of whom are coming from outside. Is there a concern that you could garner that there may be, quote, outside agitation?
Yes, I think there is. In fact, a lot of the protesters who came from the outside are probably still here. I was told by an Israeli army officer a little earlier that they sent out 4 buses of illegal infiltrators, which comes out to something around 200 people. However, there still are a lot of them out there. So what the plan of action seems to be for the army is to go to the families, the actual residents, try to get as many of them to leave as possible, and then probably to go after more of the protesters after that. I suppose we're assuming that their sort of cause for continuing might be weakened a little bit by the number of families who are leaving, even if very reluctantly or unwillingly.
And what of the Palestinians? I understand that many of them watched from a distance to see all of what unfolded yesterday.
Palestinians have essentially said all along that they would celebrate any withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and any part of the West Bank. And some of those celebrations have been getting underway. The Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has been calling for some restraint in those celebrations, not to fire on the Israeli soldiers, not to fire in the air, that kind of thing. But at the same time, there have been concerns about other groups within the Palestinian political spectrum, such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad, doing their best to try to come in and sort of overrun some of the settlements as soon as the Israeli settlers are gone from them, which is something that the Israelis don't want, and the Palestinian Authority probably doesn't want either, in the interest of trying to be as cooperative as possible in this endeavor. So it really remains to be seen at this point what the Palestinian reaction will be and whether it can be kept to one of a social nature rather than any kind of military nature, as some of the more militant Palestinian groups would like it to be.
All right, Eileen Prusher is a Jerusalem Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor, and she joins us from Neve Dikalim, the largest Jewish settlement in Gaza. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.